Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is about the blessing of being tired. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
The Blessing of Being Tired, written and read by Carrie Eichberger. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. That's Psalm 73, verse 26. All right, God, you must want me to talk to you more. Again. This was the conclusion I came to about 30 minutes into my middle of the night insomnia episode, which lasted several hours until I finally dozed off a mere 45 minutes before my alarm clock would be sounding. And this definitely wasn't a first. It seems the more the years pass, the more frequently I find myself here. But I've begun to wonder, being that I believe God has control of all things, including my ability to sleep soundly or not, that he must have a reason or something good he wants to bring about for my wide-eyed but very still state. I certainly hope so, because nights like this lend to groggy, foggy exhaustion in the days ahead, where my energy is low and my mental capacity feels frail and limited, where weariness sets in. I know we don't all have such sleep issues. In fact, I'm very well aware, because my dear husband can sleep anywhere, at any time, under most any circumstance. But here's something else I know. We all eventually find ourselves worn out and weary. Tired isn't only a result of lack of sleep. Yep, I've experienced my fair share of this too. The world has a way of wearing us down. We're tired due to demands and expectations of others, overcrowded calendars, overstuffed minds, and heavy, hurting hearts. Sometimes we're simply tired of trying to be better, feel better, look better. We're just flat out tired. Our strength seems squandered. Where is the strength we're desperate for? The Bible tells us that the Lord will supply all our needs and also repeats the truth that he is our strength. But why does it seem he's not supplying me the strength I need sometimes? Are you tired? Physically, mentally, emotionally exhausted? And have you ever wondered why God is holding out on strengthening you too? I had a realization recently, an epiphany of sorts, really. If God doesn't seem to be sending much strength my way these days, even as I plead and pray for it, isn't the not much just as much from him as the large doses others appear to receive, or that I have at other times been offered? I suppose so. He must always be giving me just what he intends me to have. And if it's less that he chooses for me or you, there must be a reason for it. Yes, I believe God always wants us to come to him and ask him for what we need, and he may answer fast with an equipping to move, but not always. If you're truly seeking his will and way, I also believe he is intentionally supplying the little or the lot of strength you're being fueled with this very day. If he has yet to fill your tank, if you're still functioning on fumes leaving your capacity without the fortitude to fight the hard things you face, consider he may be allowing your tired state so you'll rest, or rest a bit longer. And in him, I bet refreshing rest does sound amazing to you. But if you're anything like me, you're also hesitant and unsure how the world will handle your stillness, how your house, your people, your guilty conscience will handle it. I know it can be a struggle to truly rest in God's sovereign strength while we sit more still. But just remember, it's in our weakness his power and strength are made perfect. Friends, we know that everything that happens is filtered through his fingers, and that whether he didn't allow you to sleep last night because he wants you to talk with him, or he's letting weariness wear you down so you'll lean more on him in this season, it's a blessing from above. If we cling to him, he will use our lack of strength to still us so he can refill us. He lets us tire and sometimes stay there to remind us or force us to fill up on our true source of fuel, our Jesus, the only lasting source of strength for our souls. Being tired can be a blessing to encourage us to rest in him, him who offers perfect love, him who offers joy in his presence, him who will keep fighting for you while you feel you can't, him who wants you to be still until your strength is restored in him. Intersecting faith and life. Christ follower, consider your strength level today. Whatever you have to offer, it's a gift God gave you. He has heard and he hears your prayers and requests. He knows what you need. He knows what you have, and he isn't asking you to give more than that. So spend some time thanking him for this gift and rest your weary soul in him today. He would love nothing more, dear cherished child of God. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it partway? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day Audio Bible Podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day Audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.